Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Okay, let's unpack this. It feels like everywhere you turn right now, there's this question sort of quietly buzzing in the background. Will AI make our writing skills obsolete?
Mm-hmm.
Are we, you know, the people listening right now, are we part of the last generation who actually had to genuinely write something from scratch, one word after another?
Yeah.
It's a really common concern, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It touches on something really fundamental to how we communicate, how we think even.
Right.
So today we're taking a deep dive specifically into your sources, that stack of articles and research you've given us, to understand how AI, particularly these large language models like GPTs, is really impacting writing and communication right now.
Okay.
And, you know, what that might suggest for the future.
So our mission then is to cut through all the noise, the headlines, maybe even some of the doomsaying, right?
Yeah.
And figure out what the evidence in these specific sources tells us is truly happening on the ground. Is it really a loss of skills, or is there maybe a bigger, more complex picture unfolding?
Exactly. And right up front, the central argument that's sort of bubbling up from this material, it offers a really powerful alternative view.
Right.
The sources suggest it's not about depletion. The core idea, really, is that AI is actually a driver of augmentation.
Augmentation.
It's there to free up our human brain power, allowing you to focus on the more creative, the critical, the uniquely human parts of communication.
It sounds surprisingly positive, especially when you hear those initial anxieties.
It certainly offers a different perspective, doesn't it? It points towards a fundamental shift in how we approach writing rather than just, you know, a simple decline in ability.
All right, let's dig into that initial anxiety then.
Yeah.
Why is it that so many people first react with worry, this idea that AI is going to diminish our writing skills?
Mm.
What's really behind that fear of skills loss?
Well, the sources suggest this apprehension often stems from a very traditional view, maybe even a slightly outdated view of education, and perhaps a tendency to underestimate how adaptable we humans really are, especially when new tools pop up.
Right. Like we always do.
It feels like a natural resistance, you know, to significant technological change, where the immediate focus is on what might be lost rather than what could be gained, especially when tasks that used to demand intense human effort suddenly become, well, automated.
Oh, like Socrates worrying that writing things down would make people lose their ability to remember.
Exactly.
That story feels incredibly relevant right now.
That's precisely the historical parallel the sources draw upon. It really highlights that this apprehension, this fear about technology eroding cognitive abilities, it isn't new with AI.
Okay.
It's a pattern we see repeating whenever these transformative communication technologies arrive. So the discussion isn't purely about the tech itself. It's deeply psychological and sociological, too.
So the sources are introducing this counter hypothesis then, suggesting it's not just depletion, but more like an evolution.
Yes, that's a key takeaway. They argue AI represents a profound evolution in technology, much like, say, the invention of writing itself or the widespread adoption of word processors decades ago.
Right. I remember that transition.
Exactly. And those historical shifts didn't eliminate skills. They prompted skill evolution.
Okay.
And the replacement of lower order sort of routine tasks, which in turn allowed entirely new capabilities and focuses to emerge.
And the core thesis from the sources then is that AI streamlines those foundational tasks, the basics.
That's right. The central argument is that AI takes on things like grammar, spelling, punctuation, even basic sentence structure.
The grunt work, maybe?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Allowing you to dedicate your cognitive energy to developing and articulating your core ideas.
Right.
Ensuring your message perfectly aligns with what you truly mean, engaging in deeper creative thinking, and critically evaluating information. You know, thinking about the kinds of queries you might run, AI helps with the mechanics so you can focus on the message.
That makes sense.
And the sources argue this ultimately leads to improved quality, better efficiency, and increased accessibility and communication, really across the board.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. What exactly can these AI tools do, according to your sources? What's actually in this AI writing toolkit that makes this kind of shift possible?
Well, the sources provide a really comprehensive overview. At their heart, these AI text generators learn incredibly intricate language patterns. They do this by processing massive data sets.
Huge amounts of text.
Exactly. Pulling from articles, books, websites, you name it. They build their foundational understanding through this vast data, then they get fine-tuned for specific purposes.
Okay.
Using these sophisticated models, they generate text, and importantly, they keep getting better by learning from how users like you interact with their output. It's a continuous feedback loop.
And their applications are just incredibly broad then.
Oh, astonishingly broad. Yeah, they can generate all sorts of content. Full articles, blog posts, marketing copy, social media updates. I mean, saving a huge amount of time in the creation process.
Right.
The sources point to specific examples tailored for tasks like a blog content writer, article GPT, even tools aimed at creative projects like novel writer and screenwriting assistant. They cover a massive range of what people need to write.
What about fixing errors? That's probably where most people first encounter AI helping with writing, right? Like glorified spell check.
Yeah, but it's so much more than that now. That's definitely a major area of strength, editing, and proofreading. AI significantly enhances the ability to catch grammar errors, correct spelling, suggest style improvements, and boost clarity.
Okay.
But tools like EditGPT or WordTune can go way beyond simple corrections. They can paraphrase sentences, suggest alternative phrasing, rewrite something for a different tone.
Really? Tone as well.
Absolutely. And even offer real-time feedback on how well your arguments hold together or how clear your structure is. It's becoming quite sophisticated.
And summarizing. You mentioned that. Dealing with information overload is such a challenge for so many of us today.
It really is. And AI summarization tools use natural language processing to condense large amounts of text. They do more than just pull out key sentences. They can generate new sentences that capture the essential information from the original.
Ah, okay. So it's not just extracting.
No, it's synthesizing. Tools like Jasper AI, WriteSonic, Hypotenuse AI, WordTune, they can summarize documents, lengthy articles, web pages, even transcribe and summarize YouTube videos.
Wow.
And crucially, they can adapt the language and tone of the summary for different audiences, which directly helps with comprehension, a huge benefit we'll definitely get into more.
Do the sources mention how these tools are being used in specific fields, like for students or professionals?
Yes, they definitely highlight dedicated applications. For academic writing, you've got tools like the Academic Writing GPT. It can help generate outlines, suggest, and format citations in various styles, APA, MLA, Chicago, whatever you need.
That's a lifesaver.
Isn't it? It can refine formal language, improve logical flow in papers. Then in business communication, tools like Copywriter GPT assist with drafting emails, improving tone for persuasion or clarity.
Getting the tone right in email is hard.
It is. And these tools help optimize marketing copy with stronger calls to action, adapt style to match a company's brand voice.
Okay.
And for creative writing, AI acts as this dynamic source of inspiration, providing diverse prompts, suggesting plot ideas, aiding character development. Tools like Creative Writing Coach and Novel Writer can assist with plotting, themes, character arcs.
So even helping beat writer's block.
Exactly. Helping writers overcome that dreaded block by suggesting new angles or narrative paths. And what the sources really emphasize here is the significant evolution from earlier tools. Old spell check was just, you know, a corrective mechanism. Find error, fix error.
Quite passive.
Very passive. AI now participates across the entire writing life cycle, from that initial brainstorming and outlining all the way through drafting, refining, organizing, summarizing, and tackling specialized tasks like citation formatting.
So it's involved from start to finish?
Pretty much. It handles the foundational stuff, the iterative stuff, the often tedious elements of writing.
Which again circles back to freeing up humans for those strategic, conceptual, deeply human parts of writing.
Precisely. And AI's capability to quickly adapt tone, style, and formality for different audiences is a real game changer here.
How so?
Well, it means communication can become much more strategically effective and contextually appropriate with far less manual effort. It's not just about getting the words right. It's about ensuring your message resonates perfectly with whoever you're trying to reach.
Okay.
This could genuinely raise the bar for all written communication, making that kind of sophisticated tailoring the norm, not the exception. And this leads right into a really key concept. The sources explore this idea of viewing AI as the new baseline for writing quality.
The new minimum standard.
Kind of, yeah. They draw a strong parallel to the widespread adoption of spell check, just as spell check raised the floor for acceptable spelling and typos decades ago.
Which it definitely did.
Right. AI grammar and style tools are poised to do the same, but for a much wider range of mechanics. Grammar, punctuation, clarity, style.
So how are these tools so different from the basic spell checkers we've had forever? They feel different.
They are vastly more sophisticated. They use advanced natural language processing, machine learning, to understand the context of your writing.
Context is key.
It's everything. They go far beyond simple rule sets. They offer instantaneous, real-time corrections and suggestions, predictive assistance that anticipates common errors as you type.
Like autocorrect, but smarter.
Much smarter. And they can integrate across many different platforms, your email, your documents, web browsers. Mm. And this is quite fascinating. They have the ability to adapt to your individual writing style over time.
Really?
Yeah. While still suggesting improvements based on broader linguistic patterns, they grasp nuance. And critically, they can tell the difference between homophones like there, or effect, based on the meaning you're trying to convey in that specific sentence.
That's a huge leap.
It is. That's way beyond just flagging words that look wrong. And tools like Grammarly, for instance, go even further, offering tone adjustments, vocabulary enhancement suggestions, even rephrasing entire sentences for clarity or impact.
So this isn't just theoretical then. The sources have actual data showing this spell check effect. It's happening now.
Yes, absolutely. This is where the empirical evidence comes in, and it's pretty compelling. Grammarly alone reports a staggering 40 million daily users.
40 million? Wow.
Yeah, and presents data showing a measurable 74% improvement in writing quality among its users. Google Smart Compose handles over 14 billion words every single day for its 1.4 billion Gmail users.
That's mind-boggling scale.
It really is, actively nudging users towards correctness as they type. And perhaps one of the most striking stats, the sources note that text messages in 2025 are predicted to contain 80% fewer grammar and spelling errors than they did back in 2020.
An 80% drop in just 5 years for something as informal as text messaging.
Right.
That's incredible.
It really is. It's a clear, real-time demonstration of how automated correction is rapidly raising baseline standards, even in our most casual forms of writing.
And the sources link this back historically.
They do. Looking back, Ralph Gorin's 1971 spell program became standard by the 90s. Research consistently shows its widespread use eliminated most spelling errors in formal writing, allowing people to focus on higher-order concerns.
Right.
And the sources point out that today, expectations are so high that apparently 79% of employers won't even consider candidates with typos on their resume.
Shows how standards change.
Exactly. It shows how automated correction has fundamentally reset standards. Other historical tech had similar effects. The printing press standardized spelling, increased literacy. The telegraph standardized communication protocols. Each elevated communication quality by handling routine tasks.
So AI is just the next step, but maybe faster.
An accelerated version of this pattern, yes. Look at ChatGPT. It reached 100 million users faster than any previous technology in history. The global adoption is incredibly rapid. So the sheer ubiquity of these AI tools is normalizing a significantly higher standard for written communication. Areas that might have been seen as minor or acceptable even a few years ago could quickly be perceived as unprofessional. AI can even help counteract that casual style that sometimes creeps into formal writing, suggesting more appropriate equivalents for slang or informal phrasing, subtly pushing for greater precision.
So less time agonizing over apostrophes and dangling participles, and more mental space to really focus on what you're trying to say and who you're trying to say it to.
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
That's exactly it. This enhanced baseline frees up significant cognitive load, both in educational settings and in professional life.
Okay.
This allows you, the writer, to dedicate your mental energy to those higher order skills, critical thinking, constructing compelling arguments, mastering persuasive communication, expertly adapting your message for different audiences.
Right. The important stuff.
The really important stuff. The sources even mention that future AI tools are expected to focus specifically on analyzing and assisting with argument structure, logical coherence, and the strength of the evidence you present.
Interesting.
So education can fundamentally shift its focus away from drilling mechanics, which AI handles increasingly well, towards cultivating the conceptual, the strategic, the creative dimensions of writing, where the human contribution is absolutely irreplaceable.
Let's turn to that upside for human potential then. How does AI handling the mechanics actually help us, you know, be more creative and understand information better?
Well, by automating those repetitive, often time-consuming tasks, drafting routine emails, generating basic content outlines, even structuring initial reports from data AI frees up human employees for more complex, strategic, and creative work.
Okay.
And the sources suggest this isn't just about raw efficiency. It can actually boost job satisfaction and spark innovation because people get to spend more time on the engaging, stimulating parts of their job.
That makes sense.
Even for individuals whose primary role isn't writing, maybe they're in finance, engineering, research, sales AI, helps them produce high-quality, clear, readable reports or communications without needing, you know, extensive writing chops,
right,
allowing them to concentrate on their core domain expertise.
So it actively...
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs. All for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humor. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Reduces that mental burden, that cognitive friction people often talk about. Takes some weight off.
Yes, it dramatically reduces that friction. When your brain isn't constantly preoccupied with remembering grammar rules or struggling with formatting or just trying to get the basic sentence structure right, that mental bandwidth is liberated. It's free to engage much more deeply with the ideas themselves, and that fosters a state of flow.
Flow, right.
Which is absolutely crucial for both creative ideation and rigorous critical thinking. It's like that musician analogy from the sources you're focusing on, the overall composition, the emotional delivery, the interpretation, not consciously thinking about hitting every single note perfectly.
Yep.
This is the direct link. AI automation enhances human cognitive capacity for those higher order tasks.
What about creativity itself, though? Can AI genuinely help us be more creative? Or does it just generate generic stuff?
According to the sources, yes, it can help us be more creative if used right. It acts as a dynamic source of inspiration. It can provide diverse prompts, suggest innovative plot ideas for fiction writers, assist in detailed character development.
Yeah.
Specialized tools like the creative writing coach or novel writer can help structure narratives, develop themes, refine character arcs, and even help overcome writer's block by generating fresh angles and narrative possibilities. It effectively functions as a kind of digital brainstorming partner.
The partner. Interesting framing. And the creative process itself fundamentally changes then.
Absolutely. It shifts from a potentially solitary, often linear path, you know, generating content word by word from scratch to a more iterative, exploratory loop.
Iterative loop.
Yeah. AI can quickly produce multiple variations, a sentence, a paragraph, different ways of describing something, maybe alternative plot points. The human user then steps in to curate, refine, select, and inject their unique perspective, their emotional depth, their intended meaning.
So you're guiding it.
Exactly. The burden shifts from pure generation from a blank page to thoughtful curation from a rich pool of possibilities. It accelerates the creative cycle and makes it inherently more collaborative.
And comprehension.
Hmm.
We talked about information overload earlier. Can AI help us read and understand things better, not just write?
Oh, definitely. It's a powerful tool for reading and understanding as well. Summarization tools, as we mentioned, make lengthy content digestible while working hard to retain the original tone and core message.
Right.
And AI chat tools like Microsoft Copilot or ChatGPT have a significant capability to simplify complex language, making dense academic papers or technical documents accessible to a much wider audience than before. They can demystify technical topics, rewrite jargon-filled explanations in plain English, provide readability analysis on texts, automatically generate bullet points or FAQs from longer material.
Okay.
This directly combats information overload and the barrier of specialized jargon. It effectively bridges knowledge gaps and promotes broader societal understanding by making information more accessible and user-friendly for everyone.
The sources also mentioned AI's impact on global communication, didn't they? Translation.
Yes, they highlight the incredible breakthroughs in translation. Right. Neural machine translation is now achieving remarkable accuracy levels, apparently reaching up to 97% in certain specialized contexts.
97%.
It's huge. And tools like Google Translate are processing billions of words daily, facilitating cross-language communication on an unprecedented scale.
And it helps learning, too.
Yes. What's particularly fascinating here is that for language learners, using these tools can actually teach grammar patterns. By seeing their maybe colloquial speech translated into correctly structured English by AI, users are implicitly exposed to and internalize proper linguistic models.
Huh. Like learning by seeing the correction.
Exactly. Much like how spell check corrections eventually help people learn correct spelling.
So AI isn't just helping us write faster or correctly. It's helping us understand complex information better and communicate across language barriers more effectively.
Precisely. It really has the potential to democratize both access to information and the understanding of that information on a global scale, potentially leveling the playing field in some significant ways.
This really does sound less like simply using a passive tool like a hammer, and more like actively working with something. Is that the core idea, a synergistic partnership?
Yes. The sources strongly emphasize this evolution, moving beyond basic tool usage towards genuine co-creation.
Co-creation.
Yeah. They argue that traditional ways of thinking about AI, like it's either not involved or it's a complete replacement, are just far too simplistic. They miss the nuance of what's actually happening in practice. A more appropriate way to think about it, according to the sources, is using a multidimensional framework, looking at AI's contribution across different areas: content generation, structural assistance, creative input, analytical contribution.
Okay, different roles.
Exactly. This framework illustrates how AI assists in diverse ways, helping produce text, aiding organization, suggesting ideas, analyzing output without necessarily replacing human decision-making or insight entirely.
Right.
The most successful applications described in the sources augment human capabilities. They combine the efficiency and scale of technology with essential human intuition, judgment, and depth.
And this kind of collaboration must fundamentally change what we even mean by authorship, right?
Well,
who wrote what?
Absolutely. This collaborative process significantly alters our traditional notions of authorship, creativity, intellectual labor. It becomes a shared process.
Which raises questions.
Big questions, yeah. As the sources note, it raises important questions about intellectual property, creative ownership, and requires new frameworks to think about contributions and accountability. Who gets credit? How do we track it?
Do the sources provide real-world examples of this human-AI collaboration actually working in professional settings, like companies using it now?
They provide several compelling case studies across various sectors showing this synergy in action right now. Companies like AllPay and AvPoint are using GitHub Copilot, that's an AI assistant for programmers, and reporting a measurable 10-25% increase in developer productivity. EY's global tax practice uses an AI agent to get instant access to millions of documents, dramatically speeding up complex research.
Wow.
Companies like Arup and Energisa Urim are using Microsoft 365 Copilot to streamline internal communications, through meeting summaries, report drafting, freeing up significant employee time.
That's practical.
Very practical. The Columbia justice system is piloting Copilot to help summarize court hearings and draft legal documents. KLM's AI chatbot now handles 60% of customer queries, allowing human staff to focus on more complex issues.
Okay.
And JP Morgan Chase automated parts of their financial operations with an AI assistant called Coin. So these aren't just minor efficiencies. The sources portray these as AI acting as a genuine driver for competitive advantage, improving service quality, and even boosting employee well-being by taking tedious tasks off their plates.
Right.
Companies that are strategically integrating AI seem to be improving speed, quality, and their strategic impact across a wide range of communication-intensive tasks. The implication is pretty clear: those who don't think strategically about adopting AI risk falling behind. Now, while the potential is clearly enormous, the sources are also quite balanced in addressing the legitimate concerns that come up.
Okay, good. What are the main worries the sources highlight? What are the downsides?
Potential over-reliance is a key one. Some studies mention, like one by Gerlish and Source 3, suggest a correlation between heavy dependence on AI for complex tasks and a potential negative impact on critical thinking skills. If it's not used thoughtfully.
The if is important.
Very important. The sources emphasize the critical distinction between AI replacement versus AI supplementation or collaboration.
Right.
There was a study from Oregon State mentioned, for instance, that showed when students receive specific instruction on how to collaborate with AI effectively, their creative thinking actually increased.
Oh, interesting.
But when they used AI without instruction, just for replacement, there was evidence of creative degradation. So it really matters how to use it.
So education is key there.
Crucial. There are also worries about the potential loss of independent editing skills if users just passively accept AI suggestions without critical review.
What about AI sometimes just making things up? The hallucinations issue we hear about.
Yeah, hallucinations are definitely a known phenomenon, where AI generates incorrect or nonsensical information. However, the sources tend to discuss this as an issue that is, quote, easily solvable.
Easily solvable? How?
Through human verification, primarily, fact-checking the AI's output, and also through future technological advancements that improve AI accuracy. The responsibility, the source's stress, remains firmly with the human user to verify information generated by AI. You can't just trust it blindly.
Right. You're still in charge.
Exactly. The sources also touch on ethical considerations, particularly around authorship, originality, plagiarism. Big issues there.
Huge.
They note that tools are starting to include features that prompt users to properly cite AI suggestions when used in academic or formal work, trying to align with existing standards of academic integrity. But ultimately, the core challenge, according to the sources, isn't really the technology's capabilities themselves. It's the need to develop robust pedagogical teaching methods and ethical frameworks for its responsible integration.
Okay, so how we teach it, how we regulate it.
Precisely. The suggested solutions consistently involve emphasizing human agency, ongoing education about capabilities and limitations, and thoughtful governance. It's about figuring out how to integrate AI in ways that promote critical engagement and understanding.
Not just passive acceptance.
Right. Teaching users about responsible AI use, ethical considerations like plagiarism in this new context, and focusing on the ethical development and deployment of AI itself. The focus shifts from viewing AI as this uncontrollable threat to seeing it as a powerful tool that humans must learn to manage, guide, and educate around effectively.
Which makes the need for education to adapt absolutely crucial, right? You can't ignore this.
Without a doubt, educational systems must adapt. They have to face the reality that in the near future, a significant majority of writing, especially professional and academic writing, will likely be AI-assisted in some way.
So banning it isn't the answer.
Attempting to simply prohibit AI use in assignments is seen by these sources as unrealistic and probably counterproductive.
Okay.
Instead, the focus needs to shift dramatically towards teaching AI literacy.
AI literacy. What does that mean exactly?
It means teaching students how to leverage AI effectively as a force multiplier, how to critically evaluate AI output, checking facts, assessing potential bias in phrasing or tone, ensuring logical coherence, and how to strategically prompt AI to get the best, most relevant, and most useful results.
So AI literacy is becoming as fundamental a skill as, say, traditional reading and writing used to be.
That's the strong argument presented in these sources, yes. The measure of proficiency shifts. It's less about the ability to manually produce error-free text from scratch.
Which AI can increasingly do.
Right. And more about the ability to critically evaluate, strategically prompt, and effectively orchestrate AI-generated content to achieve complex communication goals. It's a new kind of hybrid literacy.
Hybrid literacy, I like that.
It combines language understanding with technological proficiency. The goal becomes collaborating with AI to produce superior, more impactful output than either human or AI could achieve alone.
And schools are starting to do this.
The sources highlight how some schools are already adapting curricula, shifting focus away from tedious grammar drills towards fostering creativity, developing a unique voice, enhancing critical thinking skills, and reporting measurable positive outcomes from this shift.
That's encouraging.
There's even neurological evidence mentioned suggesting that engaging with AI-corrected text provides better linguistic models for the brain to learn patterns from, much like getting feedback from a skilled human editor helps you improve.
And AI's role in personalized learning and accessibility sounds like a huge benefit too, based on the sources.
It is. AI has the potential to provide highly personalized feedback that adapts dynamically to an individual student's needs and learning pace. It can function like a virtual tutor, offering step-by-step guidance that helps students understand the underlying concepts, not just fix the surface errors.
Right. Deeper learning.
Hopefully. And it significantly enhances writing accessibility for a broader population. Think about users with mobility impairments, voice activation, hands-free writing, or those with learning challenges like dyslexia. AI can simplify complex language, summarize information, even suggest incorporating visuals to improve comprehension for diverse audiences. So this capacity for personalized support and increased accessibility makes effective communication more attainable, more equitable for individuals with varying proficiencies, learning styles, or physical and cognitive differences.
Okay. So pulling it all together then, what does this deep dive into your sources really suggest? It sounds like, far from making our skills obsolete, the overwhelming argument here is that AI is actually set to elevate our communication capability.
Exactly. That's the core thrust.
Right.
By handling the foundational mechanics, the tedious tasks, AI liberates our minds for the more strategic, creative, and critical aspects of communication. That spell check effect we talked about, it's real, it's accelerating rapidly, and it's leading to higher baseline standards for clarity, correctness, and contextual appropriateness across almost all forms of written communication.
So the future outlined in these sources isn't one where AI replaces human writers, but it's more one of a synergistic partnership where we leverage AI to push the boundaries of what's communicatively possible.
That's the picture they paint. The measure of writing proficiency shifts fundamentally. It's no longer solely about how well you can write unaided,
right,
but about how effectively you can orchestrate human intellect, creativity, and judgment with these powerful AI tools to produce impactful, ethical communication.
So you become less like a lone instrument player.
Yeah.
And more like the conductor of an augmented linguistic orchestra.
That's a great way to put it. A conductor of an augmented linguistic orchestra. I like that.
And the key recommendations emerging from these sources seem pretty clear then. Educational systems need to proactively integrate AI literacy into their curricula. Like now.
Urgently, yes.
Professionals need to strategically adopt AI tools, not just play with them, but integrate them as a competitive advantage and for efficiency.
Right. Thoughtfully.
And ongoing research needs to continue exploring the nuances of this human-AI collaboration and its impact. Both good and bad.
Absolutely. It's a truly transformative moment for communication, and we need to keep studying it.
So here's a final thought, maybe something for you, our listener, to mull over. Given AI's increasing ability to handle the technical mechanics, to adapt tone, to simplify complex ideas for different audiences with, frankly, astonishing ease, will the true test of effective communication in the future be less about achieving technical perfection manually and more about the authenticity of the human intent, the ethical judgment, and the unique perspective behind the message? How does the very humanness of communication evolve when AI takes over so much of the drive for correctness?
That's a profound question. It really gets to the heart of what it means to communicate as humans in this new era. It's something we'll all be grappling with.
Definitely something to think about. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into your sources on AI and the future of writing.
My pleasure. Fascinating topic.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!